Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nikki Haley suspending her campaign after losing big on Super Tuesday.
I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets.
Haley congratulated Donald Trump, likely the GOP nominee, but did not endorse him. Both Trump and President Biden looking to win over Haley voters. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
You are now going to see the president trying to reach out, trying to court and make his case to Haley's voters. He's going to have a big chance to do that tomorrow night at the State of the Union address. The campaign really views this as the kickoff to the general election.
At a Senate hearing today, the NTSB chair telling lawmakers that Boeing has not fully cooperated with the investigation into that Alaska plane door plug incident, including handing over key documents. And crews in the Texas Panhandle are starting to get a handle on those wildfires, but the damage is devastating. At least 3,500 cattle have been killed in the blazes. This is ABC News. Liberty University, a private Christian school, hit with a record $14 million fine for failing to disclose information about crimes on campus.
The Department of Education levying its harshest fine yet for violations of the Clery Act, which requires schools to track and make crime statistics available to current and prospective students. The department says it found numerous cases where the university misclassified or underreported crimes, and that there were several incidents where the university declared cases as unfounded despite no evidence the claims were false. The department said it was especially common with sexual offenses. The school has acknowledged its past problems but maintains it's committed to safety. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Target says it's rolling out its version of Amazon Prime. The subscription includes free same-day deliveries on orders over $35, as well as free two-day shipping and other benefits. There's a promotional offer for $49 a year. After that, it'll cost $99. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know. I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunshine this morning with a few more clouds trickling in later this afternoon. Our high right around 51 today with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Racine man involved in a shooting that killed a 14-year-old boy pleaded guilty Tuesday. Ted Allen has more.
Krishan Clemens entered the plea for second-degree reckless homicide charges in connection with the March 2022 shooting that killed Eugene Henderson. According to police, a passenger in a stolen vehicle, later identified as Henderson, was shot in the head. He later died at a Milwaukee hospital from his injuries. Investigators concluded that occupants in the stolen vehicle got into a fight with occupants from another vehicle and shots were fired.
Charges of first-degree intentional homicide were dropped as part of that plea deal. Two Rivers police say they now have a vehicle in possession that is in connection with the case of a missing Two Rivers toddler. Police have not revealed details on why the 1997 four-door Nissan Altima is part of that investigation, but they have said their interest is not with the current owner of the vehicle. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm View.
The Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program is the opportunity for education and ag literacy materials to be shared with all kinds of learning spaces. You have the opportunity to influence and inspire youth, helping teach agriculture to those who are willing and able to listen.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. The Buffalo and Dunn County Highway Departments are announcing that seasonal weight restrictions on county highways will be lifted Thursday. Crews will start removing all weight limit signs starting tomorrow. Now, restrictions, though, will remain in place until the signs are removed. And some towns and villages, however, may still have weight restrictions in place. The Pepin County Emergency Management Department is looking for youth leaders to apply for the Youth Preparedness Council with FEMA. The council is open to kids in 8th through 11th grades, have served in a leadership role, participated in community activities, and want to represent the community on the council. The deadline to apply is this Friday. For more information, contact Pepin County Emergency Management. The first group of World Relief refugees are already in the Chippewa Valley. Gail Cornelius with World Relief says 21 refugees arrived back on February 4th. They're from the Congo and are the first of what will ultimately be 75 refugees to resettle in the area. Cornelius says the 21 are members of four families. No one told anyone in Eau Claire until now, but Cornelius didn't say why. No one knows where the remaining refugees will come from or where they will go once they arrive here. Cornelius says World Relief doesn't know that until the refugees have been cleared and vetted. Cybersecurity experts say UnitedHealth may have had to pay $22 million to a hacker group to stop a ransomware attack. The healthcare group reported the attack on one of its subsidiary companies last week. UnitedHealth has not confirmed any ransom payment, but analysts point to a $22 million Bitcoin transaction from the company as evidence that a ransom was paid to the hackers. UnitedHealth says it remains focused on the ongoing investigation into the attack. Wisconsin lawmakers want to make sure that high school students know what they're getting into before they go to college. A Senate committee today will hold a hearing on a plan that would require the University of Wisconsin to post information about not only the cost of tuition, but the return on that tuition. The plan would require UW schools to tell high schoolers the average salary for graduates, the average debt for students, and the campus graduation rate ranked by major. Supporters say high school students need to know the true costs of a college degree. The two frontrunners for the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations were declared the winners of the Minnesota primary yesterday. Unofficial results posted last night showed President Joe Biden winning over 70% of the vote in the Democratic primary. A protest vote by supporters of a permanent ceasefire in Gaza exceeded expectations, picking up nearly 20% of the Democratic vote. Former President Donald Trump easily outpaced challenger Nikki Haley in the Republican primary, getting just under 70% support from voters. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a proposed pavement improvement project on Highway 85 in Dunn County. Now, the project would include removal and replacement of the pavement, widening of the shoulders to 5 feet, and replacing drainage structures. During construction, Highway 85 would be closed with through traffic detoured via Highway 10 and Wisconsin 37. That project is scheduled for 2026. The plan to replace the Chippewa Valley's soon-to-be-closed hospitals is coming together. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative yesterday said it's ready to help transition to new options once St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart in Eau Claire close. The co-op will partner with the Oak Leaf Medical Network to take the next step forward. That could include a new community hospital. St. Joe's is set to close March 22nd. Sacred Heart will close April 21st. It's a sad day for Tomah Police. The city's police department says one of its canine officers, Raiden, died earlier this week after being hit by a car. Raiden was hit late Monday night. Police say the dog had just finished relieving itself when it ran into the road and was hit. Tomah Police rushed Raiden to a nearby vet, but he did not survive. There's no word about a public memorial for Raiden yet. The head of Wisconsin's technical colleges is stepping down. Technical College System President Mana Foy yesterday said she'll retire later this year. Foy has spent the last 26 years with the state's technical college system, which she says has seen a boom in growth over the past few years. Foy led the charge to add more dual credit classes in Wisconsin high schools and to find ways to work with companies and bosses around the state to prepare technical college students for the job market. The Technical College System Board said it will start the search for a new president soon. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to tweak the law and help more veterans qualify for free tuition at UW schools. State senators will hear a plan today that would cut the times needed to qualify for the Veterans Remission Program from 5 years to 3. Currently, vets in Wisconsin have to have lived in the state for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. Lawmakers say by trimming that down to 3, it will help more veterans qualify for the program and may keep more people in the state. Veterans, their spouses, and their children can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at UW schools or the state's technical colleges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
From Chippewa Falls to Los Angeles, Wisconsin's American Idol contestant is moving on. CJ Rizlov received a golden ticket on Sunday's show. He's from Chippewa Falls, but lives in a converted school bus and travels the country working on his music. Rizlov will be heading to Los Angeles to battle it out with the other contestants to see who moves on to the next round. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunshine this morning with a few more clouds trickling in later this afternoon. Our high right around 51 today with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Purdue wrapped up the Big Ten regular season title coming from behind to beat Illinois 77-71 in Champaign last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Zach Edey scored 28 to lead the Boilermakers, who close out the regular season at home on Sunday against the Badgers. Wisconsin will have two games left, starting with Thursday night's home finale against Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Yesterday, the Badgers announced that they'll play in the inaugural Greenbrier tip-off, a four-team men's basketball tournament next November in West Virginia. Central Florida and Pittsburgh also in the field, with a fourth team to be announced later. It is senior night for Marquette tonight as they take on second-ranked UConn at Fiserv Forum. But Shaka Smart will have to do it without guard Tyler Kolek, who is sidelined with an oblique injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team, and more importantly, an opportunity for our seniors to be honored before the game, during the game, after the game. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
Wisconsin's Sarah Williams, named first team All-Big Ten by the coaches and is the media's choice for Defensive Player of the Year. Big Ten Women's Tournament starts at the Target Center in Minneapolis today. The Badgers will open against Penn State tomorrow. The Bucks are 6-0 since the All-Star break and look to make it 7 straight tonight when they open a four-game road trip at Golden State. The deadline to use franchise and transition tags on soon-to-be free agents passed yesterday. A handful of NFL teams using the tags to control their own star players for one more year, but to no one's surprise, the Packers not one of them. They've only used the franchise tag twice and only once under GM Brian Gutekunst. Next up, the start of free agency next week. Brewers fell to the Giants 13-8 in the Cactus League yesterday. They will take on the Guardians today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Busher will be down to crew members beginning this week in Phoenix. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 5 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 victories. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR announced penalties from the race weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The report included the loss of two crew members for Chris Buescher and his Roush Fenway Keselowski racing team after they lost a wheel in the early laps of Sunday's Pennzoil 400. Jackman Nicholas Patterson and tire changer Jacob Prahl have been suspended for the next two NASCAR Cup Series weekends, beginning this week in Phoenix. Buescher finished the race 37th after the lap 27 incident. He currently sits 23rd in the championship standings, heading into the second consecutive West Coast race this Sunday at the Phoenix Mile. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Ever wonder why horses sleep standing up? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They aren't meant to spend a lot of time on the ground, so if your horse has been there a while, it may need help as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's entertaining. watch horses rolling around in the dirt, but a horse lying on the ground for too long is at risk for injuries. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses can get into a situation where they've laid down and can't get back up. Perhaps they settled in too close to a wall and can't get their feet underneath them to stand. Swinker says the weight of their bodies can cause problems if they're down too long.
You have some circulation issues, respiratory issues. The digestive system's not made to be crushed up and upside down and function. If they're left there long enough, things start to shut down. So if a horse has been down for a long time, you probably want to call your veterinarian and let them know what you're dealing with.
Budging a 1,000-pound horse takes leverage, even if it's just a few inches. When the animal is stuck against a wall, some people might position themselves between the horse and the wall using their feet and legs to move the horse. But Swinker says a huge flailing animal could easily kick, step on, or crush you. She suggests getting another person or two to help. Grab a long rope and wrap it down low around the horse's neck.
So that the pressure is on the fleshy part, not on the skull or not on the esophagus. If the horse has a halter on, you might be able to snap it onto the halter. But you have to have a long enough rope that you're not going to slip and fall under the horse.
Gently roll the horse over or pull it just enough so that it can get up on its own. But stay away from the horse's legs. Once it realizes it can stand up, it may panic or struggle, and you don't want to connect with a flying hoof. Find more tips on getting the horse upright again at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Potato growers are highlighting economic impacts in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without Fairness for Farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Members of the potato industry were in Washington, D.C. last week advocating for enhanced export market access during the 2024 National Potato Council's Washington Summit. NPC CEO Cam Corliss said, this year marks the one-year anniversary of the first economic impact study of U.S. potatoes.
That study, for the first time, calculated the economic contribution of the entire U.S. potato value chain. It was conducted by economists at Michigan State University, and they determined that the farm gate value of U.S. potato production is more than $10 billion a year. And as you go up the supply chain, it generates billions more in economic activity.
Not to mention, Corliss says, the jobs.
Ultimately, you're talking about over 700,000 American jobs are supported by the activities that begin on America's family potato farms.
Incoming National Potato Council President Bob Mativ says that's impressive.
They show that in July 2022 through June 2023, the U.S. exported $2.2 billion in potatoes and potato products, which generated around $4.78 billion in economic activity. And it supported approximately 34,000 U.S. jobs throughout the value chain. So that economic activity didn't just benefit potato growers, but also farm laborers, process workers, truck drivers, longshoremen, and the communities that they live in all benefited from trade of U.S. potatoes.
And Mativ says moderate achievable expansion could generate another $1 billion and 5,600 jobs.
So we all know that potatoes are America's favorite vegetable. And now we know that potatoes also hold the key to unlocking some further job growth and economic development for our nation.
Again, incoming at National Potato Council President Bob Mativ. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture reporting from the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show, I'm Brian Winnekins. The USDA began accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program on February 28th. For enrollment this year, the DMC program is designed as a risk management program offering protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount. Now, the deadline to apply is April 29th. UW-Madison Extension will hold a virtual meeting featuring Leonard Polzin, Extension Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist. He'll cover what a producer needs to know for the 2024 DMC sign-up. He'll also be walking through changes to the program that could affect producers. And producers will then be able to decide on what type of level that they need. For more information on that webinar, just visit the UW Extension website. The Department of Agriculture Tuesday announced the finalization of inclusive competition and market integrity rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act. The final rule will be effective 60 days following publication in the Federal Register. The final rule will establish clearer, more effective standards for prohibited practices relating to discrimination, retaliation, and consolidation of and deception in contracting and markets. USDA says it would help producers and growers that have suffered from increasingly consolidated markets over the last 30 years by enhancing market integrity and ensuring fair access to economic opportunities. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue responded that the announcement is a culmination of years of work from NFU and supporters of equitable livestock markets. Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association responded to the rule. NCBA Vice President of Governmental Affairs Ethan Lane said, while we still have concerns about the unintended consequences of the rule, we're pleased USDA has addressed most of our significant concerns between the proposed and final rules. NCBA's concern with the regulation have always been based on the rule's unforeseen impacts on standard business practices. However, Julia Anna Potts, President and CEO of the Meat Institute, argues the final rule does nothing to change competition. Potts said these changes are simply an attempt to assert even more federal authority to regulate the equities of the industry business practices, clogging the federal courts with every contract dispute. She claims that Congress never intended to give USDA such broad-ranging authority over meat industry contracts and practices, regardless of their effect on competition.
The Meat Institute previously submitted comments to USDA outlining legal precedent and congressional intent regarding that rule. In a speech this week at Bayer, CEO Bill Anderson addressed the short-term future of the multi-sector global company. Anderson says, "We're a high-impact, mission-driven life science company with three strong businesses, but we have four challenges that urgently must be addressed." He was referring to the pharmaceuticals pipeline, U.S. litigation, the company's high debt levels, and bureaucracy that is blocking progress. The company will focus on the areas over the next few years and implement its new operating model, Dynamic Shared Ownership. Bayer says the effort will help its crop science division strengthen its position with 10 blockbusters reaching the market over the next decade. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act significantly changed federal individual income and estate tax policies, though some were temporary. In 2018, the legislation increased the estate tax exemption amount from $5.49 million to $11.18 million. This increase is set to expire at the end of 2025. The exclusion amount will revert to 2026 $6.98 million per deceased person. Researchers with USDA's Economic Research Service estimate the expiring increased exemption would be $13.95 million per person at the time of the expiration. Lowering the estate tax exemption level in 2026 is estimated to increase the percentage of farm operator estate taxes from 0.3 to 1%. Now, large farms would experience the largest increase in the share of estates owning estate tax, increasing from 2.8 to 7.3%. Total federal estate taxes for farm estates would be expected to more than double to $1.2 billion if the provision were allowed to expire. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
An upper-level low will move across the Dakotas today. It will bring gusty winds and even some warmer temperatures in our ag weather forecast. Now, while there are red flag warnings in effect for portions of western Minnesota here in western Wisconsin, while we'll have elevated fire conditions, the rain from earlier in the week will prevent the worst of the fire conditions. Now, a cold front will move across the area later tonight through Thursday. It will be dry, however, but it will lead to cooler temperatures through Saturday. On Sunday, southerly winds return with the potential for elevated to critical fire weather conditions again through the first half of next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 24 to 29%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%. Southeast winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 48 to 53. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. South winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the northwest. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Friday, mostly cloudy. There is a slight chance of rain, highs 40 to 45. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Seems when lies become
time, slipping right on through. Our love's the only truth. That's why I run to you. This world keeps spinning faster into a new. So I run to you.
Always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pillow side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She married when she was
was 20, she thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying. Just scared away. Oh, something for herself for a change. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. What'd she do it the same as she did back then? Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family? Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? Oh, she doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there?
Likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mind. Devil in her angel eyes, a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. Saturday night she's rocking out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes.
outside.
Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart. I'm gonna find me a new way to light. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. Take her out tonight and put a spark back in her eyes that'll never fade away. She'll see the love inside of me, a sight she never got to see. She won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
The door slammed and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounding like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Was it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet, ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't, 'cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about, 'cause there's gone for
an event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
For the weekend, I ain't gonna jump off the deep end. I ain't gonna ask where your ring is. Thing is, we all got secrets. You don't wanna hear about my last breakup. I don't wanna worry about space you take up. I don't even care if you're here when I wake up. It's just a room key. You ain't gotta lie to me. Can't you just like I'm using you? How it goes is, bar closes. There's no king bed covered in roses. Just a room without a view. I don't want a number you ain't gonna answer. Let's just stick to the one night standard. If the shoe fits, I ain't gonna say I never do this. Cause truth is, lonely makes a heart ruthless. Ain't nobody gonna hurt nobody. Ain't nothing wrong with needing somebody. You can leave all that down in the lobby. Yeah, it's just a room key. You ain't gotta lie to me. Can't you just use standards.